In the studio with me for this segment, I have Steve Gallagher. He is with Keep Your Home California, a program that helps eligible California homeowners avoid preventable foreclosures. Thank you very much for joining me today, Steve. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you having me.
Okay, our interview today is going to be focused mainly around the Keep Your Home California program. So tell us, what is Keep Your Home California?
Yeah, Keep Your Home California is the state's foreclosure prevention program. It is federally funded but state managed, which means we got the funding from U.S. Treasury at the federal government, but the agency that I work for, the California Housing Finance Agency, administers the program. And essentially what we're trying to do is exactly what the name says. We're trying to help homeowners who are at risk of foreclosure keep their homes.
How can Keep Your Home California help homeowners? So we know it's designed to help them keep their homes, but how is that? What's that process?
Yeah, so what we do is we provide mortgage payment assistance to homeowners in order to keep them in their homes. So if somebody's behind, we can help catch them up. If somebody's unemployed, we can cover their mortgage payments for a while. And I know we'll talk about each of the programs here in just a few minutes, but essentially we can provide up to $100,000 in mortgage payment assistance if you qualify for the programs. And that money goes to the servicer, the company you make your mortgage payments to each month. And that helps to just solve whatever financial hardship, you know, that you may be experiencing right now, or at least help you get past it, for example, with the unemployment program, until you're able to make your payments again on your own.
Now, you've got four programs. Can you tell us about each of these programs, and are they free?
Yes. So all of Keep Your Home California services are 100% free of charge. As I mentioned, it is a government program, so we aren't charging for any services. I'll run through each of the four programs just real briefly. The first one I'll talk about is the Principal Reduction Program, and that is our biggest program. You can get up to $100,000 through that program alone. It's designed for homeowners that are either underwater, so they owe more than their home is worth, or they have an unaffordable monthly payment. If you find yourself in either of those situations, you can qualify to get up to $100,000 reduced on the principal balance that you owe. And that usually results in savings of a couple hundred dollars, sometimes a few hundred dollars per month on the monthly mortgage statement. It doesn't change your rate. It doesn't change your loan. It's not a modification. It's nothing like that. It's just like we're making a really big payment is a way to look at it, and it reduces that principal balance.
So you are paying down the principal, essentially.
That's exactly right. That's what it does. And then the servicer will recast the payment based on that new lower amount. So if you previously owed $250,000 and you qualified for a $100,000 principal reduction, you now owe $150,000. And your payments go down as a result because you owe less money over the life of the loan.
Tell us about some of the other programs, the unemployment mortgage assistance.
Yeah, so that program has been the one that has been used the most by homeowners. And unfortunately, it's because, especially, you know, 6-7 years ago, we had pretty high unemployment in the state of California. That program will help homeowners by covering their monthly mortgage payment for up to 18 months or a total of $54,000, whichever comes first. So if your payment was exactly $3,000 a month, you would get the full amount, $54,000, at the end of 18 months. If your payment's a little bit more than $3,000, you might not get the full 18. And if it's a little bit less, you'll get the full 18. In any event, the goal of that program is to help homeowners while they're looking for work. And in order to qualify, you do need to be receiving unemployment benefits from EDD.
Okay, now tell us about the Mortgage Reinstatement Assistance Program.
So the Mortgage Reinstatement Assistance Program is our program that's designed to catch you up if you are behind on your payments. Let's say you had a financial hardship that caused you to fall behind. Maybe you had some medical bills or something and you weren't able to keep up on your mortgage payments. We can catch you up to $54,000 to help keep you in your home, to cure that delinquency. Now, the key with this program is you need to be able to make your mortgage payments going forward. And when we were designing these programs, and we had meetings all across the state, this was one of the common things we heard was, hey, look, I can make my monthly payments. I can afford my monthly payments, but I don't have an extra 10 grand laying around to catch up on that amount that I fell behind. That's exactly what this program's in place to do.
And tell us about the Transition Assistance Program.
Yeah, so the Transition Assistance Program is a little bit different from our other programs because homeowners actually aren't going to be able to stay in their home. And that's just our way of recognizing that in some cases, no matter how you slice and dice the numbers, it's just not going to work for that homeowner. They're going to move on. So if they avoid foreclosure by doing a short sale or a deed in lieu of foreclosure, and they've worked some agreement out with their servicer essentially to avoid foreclosure, we can provide up to $5,000 to help them with relocation costs. And that is our one program where the funding does go directly to the homeowner. In all of the other programs, it goes to the servicer on behalf of the homeowner.
So how is the Keep Your Home California program going overall?
Overall, I'd say it's going very well. I mean, to date, we've helped over 81,000 households across the state. The program's been around since 2011. That's when we fully launched. So in about a seven-year period, we've helped over 81,000 households. And we just this past week eclipsed the $2 billion mark in terms of the amount of assistance that we've provided. So we're very proud of those numbers. We've helped a lot of folks, and we are getting down to the end of the program where we're at now. About 95% of the funding that we received from U.S. Treasury has already been provided to homeowners. And that's actually a really good thing, because if we did not get all of this funding out by the sunset date for the program, whatever we have left, we'd have to give back. And we obviously want this funding to go to the homeowners and work the way that it's intended, you know, help keep the homeowners in their home and help stabilize communities. So I'd say it's going very well. But, you know, we are getting close to the end. So if there's any of your listeners who are thinking that they may have an issue with their mortgage or know someone who does, I would definitely encourage them to apply soon.
Now, how long does the program last? That was going to be my next question. But before I get into that, tell us, when did the program actually start?
So the funding, it was announced in 2010, and the funding came from the U.S. government, from U.S. Treasury at that time. But our programs actually launched in February of 2011. So that's when all four programs were available to the state. And to your point about how much longer the program will be around, we don't have a specific date at this point where we can say this is the last day to get applications in, but we know that day is coming soon. And the reason we don't have that date is because we just don't know how quickly applications are going to come in. We're based on projections and everything we're looking at, we're very confident that the program will wrap up this summer. So we're probably talking a matter of a couple months or so that people have, you know, to get this assistance. We can't say, you know, as of today that if you don't have your application in by, you know, this date, then the assistance won't be available.
So you don't have a date on when you will officially stop accepting applications?
Not yet. We will have a date at some point, because once we get, you know, really close, let's say within 30 days or so of that date, we will then at that point make it public what the date will be. But we just don't want to give, you know, false information at this point where right. We're saying, hey, we think this is the date. And then, oh, well, turns out it lasted a little longer, or it could go the other way. We get a bunch of applications in and it doesn't last as long as we think. So that's why we just have been saying, you know, if you think that you might qualify or you're interested in this assistance, you should give us a call or check out the website, which, by the way, I know I haven't mentioned it yet, but you can find our information at thisisforreal.org, or you can call our toll-free number 888-954-KEEP or 888-954-5337. And we have representatives standing by Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, how long does it take for a homeowner to complete the application process?
That really will depend on the homeowner situation. Typically, I'll do a brief run through, I guess, of what the application process looks like. So if a homeowner calls us at the call center, we're going to ask them, you know, maybe about a dozen questions right off the bat. Yes or no questions, really simple. You can actually see these questions on our website at thisisforreal.org. You can go there and get an idea. If it's clear that a homeowner is not going to qualify at that point, we're not going to waste their time and keep them on the phone any more than that 5-minute conversation. However, if it looks like they might be a candidate for assistance and they do want to apply, We will then connect them with one of our counselors, and they will do the application right there over the phone. Now, a counseling session typically takes somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 45 minutes. And that's where the counselor will be asking for information about, like, your income, what's your mortgage payment, essentially collecting a lot of information from the applicant. At the end of that counseling session, if it looks like you are going to qualify, then we will send you what we call a homeowner action plan. And that is a list of documents you need to return, essentially verifying what you said over the phone. So you said you make this much money, we need to see the income statements. You said you live at this address, we need proof of residency, that type of stuff. It's very similar to the type of documents you have to put together when you get a mortgage. Once you've returned all of your documents, you are done as far as what your end of the process is as the homeowner. Once we have all that information, we then work directly with the servicer on behalf of the homeowner. So the homeowner is not in a position where they have to be like a middleman going back and forth between Keep Your Home California and their mortgage servicer. And the whole entire process, on average, it takes 50 days, 50. But that also is because it depends on the program. So like the principal reduction program usually takes a little longer, whereas the unemployment mortgage assistance program usually takes something in the neighborhood of like 30 to 35 days.
Okay, now what happens if someone applies and they're approved and then the Keep Your Home California program ends?
As long as they get their application in, once we have that date, when we say this is the final application date, as long as they get their application in by that date, they'll be fine. That counseling session that I mentioned where you call in, as long as you get that completed, we'll still be taking documents after that final application date. So if you need to return documents to us, but if you don't meet the deadline in order to turn in your documents, then most likely you won't end up qualifying. So it will be very important for any homeowners that are applying towards the end of the program to be on the ball and get your stuff turned in.
Now, is there a list or something that homeowners can look at to determine if they are going to be eligible or not?
Yeah, so the questions that I mentioned on the website, this is forreal.org. You go there and you'll select the county where you live, and then it'll redirect you and it'll show you a page where it says how many people have qualified. And there's a link right there that says find out if you qualify. You can go through, it's about a dozen yes or no questions, and it'll give you an idea of whether or not you look like a candidate for the assistance. Now, for those people that don't want to apply over the phone, we do have an in-person option available, and it's also there on the website. There's a link that says meet with a counselor, and you can click that link and you select the county where you live, and it'll tell you the local offices where you can go apply in person. What we've done is partnered with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies. So they have these brick-and-mortar offices set up across the state, and they provide all of their services, also 100% free of charge. They're really great resources. And so if you want to apply in person, you can go there, you can select Riverside County, and you can see, you know, which agencies do work in your area, and you can make an appointment with them, and they'll help you get this information together and help you determine whether or not you might qualify for assistance.
So that way you can find out exactly which program fits your needs the best.
That's right. They're going to look at your situation. They're going to find out what looks like it's the best fit, exactly what you said. Just to give, I guess, a very high-level idea of some of the criteria. I mean, this program is for low to moderate income homeowners. We have a chart on our website of income limits, which varies by county. It is for homeowners only. We don't have any rental assistance. This is to help people with the mortgage. We can provide the assistance on your first mortgage. So if you're having a problem with your second mortgage, that's not something that we can help with, but we can help with the first. This is also only assistance for your owner-occupied residence. So if you have an investment property, we won't be able to provide Keep Your Home assistance on that investment property. If you own an investment property and you're having issues with your mortgage on the home where you live, we can still help you. It's not like you're going to be disqualified for having an investment property, but we just can't provide assistance for the investment property. So probably the biggest thing that you need to make sure that you have is you need to know what your financial hardship is in order to qualify. If you call and say, hey, yeah, I just want Keep Your Home California to start paying my mortgage, I'm tired of paying it, that's not going to qualify. You need to have something that happened beyond your control that negatively affected your ability to pay your mortgage. So job loss is a big one. Or maybe you didn't lose your job, but your hours were cut and you had a reduction of income. Medical bills, divorce, death in the family. There's really a lot of things that can qualify for a financial hardship.
Okay, tell us again how homeowners can apply for these programs.
So you can apply over the phone at 888-954-KEEP or 888-954-5337. Or you can also apply in person if you go to our website, thisisforreal.org, and then you click on the link that says meet with a counselor, and you can find a local office and you can apply in person.
Any final words you'd like to add before we close?
You know, just two quick thoughts, really. One is don't delay. I mean, if you're having any issues with your mortgage, or you know you've been struggling to get by, you should really call and see if this is an option for you, because it is a free program. It's there to help you and your neighbors. I mean, we know foreclosures are bad for everybody, so it's going to help stabilize communities. The other thing I would say, if you get approached by anybody who's trying to charge you money for services like this, do not work with them. There are a lot of great resources out there, 100% free of charge. Keep Your Home California is one of them. Those HUD-approved housing counseling agencies I mentioned earlier, they can help you out with others. Do not pay anybody for assistance, because they are probably going to take advantage of you.
Okay, Steve Gallagher with Keep Your Home California, helping eligible California homeowners avoid preventable foreclosures. Thank you very much for spending some time with us today, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thank you again.